Hunters can catch them on the Red Hot Summer Tour. This is Triple M Aussie, nothing but homegrown rock's greatest hits. Becco with Dean Lewis in the studio, and you played in front of 100,000 people at the AFL Grand Final, or close to it anyway. What was the preparation like for that?
It's good, man. Like, we've been playing, like, to be honest, we were in Europe and in America, and we've been playing so many shows that we're probably, like, Grand Final ready. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, yeah. So what is it like when you go overseas and people not only recognise you, but they also know the songs, and they know the songs that have only just come out?
Yeah, oh, it's great, man. It's great to be able to, like, go, like, being from Australia, it's like really rare to be able to go overseas and to play. Like, I mean, we're playing like in Europe, we're kind of playing like 2,000 people a night. And like, I'd never thought I'd get to that level overseas because it's just crazy. And I'm not really, I don't really get recognized that much. Even in Australia, it's more people know the songs. But that's really cool. It's the best thing in the world when people sing back.
You got this young Aussie bloke who's overseas and actually people are catching on, which is just incredible. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of, Be Alright just kind of cracked everywhere. You know what I mean? It was like all of a sudden we were in Singapore, we're in like America and we're in Germany, all these places. And it's cool to have like, yeah, a song that's opened all those doors.
Yeah, and Be Alright was actually a song which sort of crossed all demographics as well. You know, we had old blokes, you know, listen to Triple M and they were crying into their beers. It was one of those time songs, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those songs that just seemed to relate to a lot of people and a lot of people had kind of been through that. And I don't think anyone had sung, at least in a while, about specifically that, like, you know, seeing a message on a phone and all that stuff. So just for whatever reason, it just kind of connected. And we didn't realize it would do that, but we knew it was a good song.
Now, I'm looking at your schedule over the next, month and a bit. It's grueling. You're off to Canada and then Boston. You're going to the House of Blues. You're playing a couple of House of Blues around, New Orleans as well. What a highlight.
Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, we've just been on the road, I think for probably 2 years, but nonstop for a year, I think. And just show after show after show and kind of doing it kind of that, I guess, old-fashioned way of just playing so many gigs. And yeah, but I'm loving it, man. We've got like a great band and like my brother comes on the road and we're just kind of traveling around playing to people. It's really fun.
Okay, we're going to talk about Daniel Ricciardo. I've been following you on Instagram.
Yeah.
You were pictured with Daniel Ricciardo. It might have been on his summer break or whatever. How do you know Daniel?
Well, I've got a song. I wrote the song with this guy called Martin Garrix, who's this incredible songwriter and like artist. He's from Amsterdam, actually. But we got this song coming out in like 6 weeks. And while I was in Los Angeles, this is the only cool story I have. I don't have any famous friends or anything. So this is just to preface, I'm not name dropping. But I was in Los Angeles a month ago with my brother and I was like writing songs over there. And then Martin was in Las Vegas and he goes, hey, you're in LA. Can I fly you out to come to my show tonight? I'm like, okay. So he flew me and my brother out to Las Vegas and he goes, oh, Daniel Ricciardo's going to be there. And I was like, oh, cool. And so I just met Daniel and we had just like a dinner and then we just went to the show and all of us together and it was just like a really cool experience. But he's a great guy and really, really genuine down to earth guy. And you wouldn't know like just if, you know, like if you just didn't know who he was, like, or didn't know what he did, you just think he was a normal dude, you know what I mean? So he's a really, really great dude.
That's always good to see, you know, F1 drivers, because we all think sometimes they're a bit uppity and whatever, but he seems to be that genuine Aussie guy who's done really well.
He's so genuine, man. He actually had his cousin, like he brings his cousin around with him, and his cousin's just this like super like ochre, like Australian dude. And so it was just like, they were just like laughing and, you know, having drinks. It was just a really good vibe. Like he's got his friends and his family and he kind of, you know, still who he is, which is really cool because I guess at his level of success, you could go one of two ways, you know?
Well, look, we're also proud of you. You've done it not just at home but overseas and just enjoy it. Just enjoy it where you can. Dean Lewis, you are a great bloke and congratulations and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
This is Straight Back Down on Triple M Aussie.